1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Let's check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Yes, we're chatting on a Friday, but we got weekend Me Inform events coming up and lots still to look forward to. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And it's good to be checking in. We should remind folks, last chance closing soon on three big shows with Stratford Festival.
Yeah, please don't miss the last chances to see some wonderful shows, including, of course, The Winter's Tale, which the Wall Street Journal recently called one of the best stagings of Shakespeare that he has ever seen. How incredible is that? And really wonderful for Antony as well. And then we are also seeing the closing of Forgiveness, an absolutely beautiful show, which you shouldn't miss. So many people are writing to us about this one. I really mean writing to us saying that this should be required viewing. Don't we wish there was required play attendance for Canadians?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
It's a beautiful show about the experience of both white Canadians, soldiers, and Japanese Canadians who were interned during the Second World War. Beautiful perspective on both of those and the forgiveness required as their as two families come together. And, of course, Ransacking Troy, a brand-new play by Aaron Shields, a fabulous retelling of the Iliad and the Odyssey, one that I looked forward to for so long and was absolutely thrilled to see on stage. It was a late opener, so people haven't had a tremendously long time to catch that. So please take advantage of these last few opportunities to see all three of those shows.
That's right. Winter's Tale closes September 27th, as does Forgiveness, and Ransacking Troy closes September 28th. We kind of hit the ground running when you get into September and you realize, gosh, we got some shows that will be leaving the stage soon, if you will.
I know, and especially this year when we have all the extensions that are going to take the season and this great city through to the end of November and then into December with Annie, it feels like everything's going to be going forever. But some things we are saying farewell to, unfortunately.
That's right. But great news with those many shows being extended and certainly well-deserved. Let's take a look at Me Inform events. It's a Friday, so we got some Me Inform events coming up for the weekend.
Yeah, very exciting Me Inform guests this weekend. We have Patsy Rodenberg, who's a world-renowned, a household name amongst theater people. She's an incredible voice coach, and she's done a couple of events with our company, and she also has two events in the Forum this weekend. And we also have Dr. Jen Gunter, who's a really hugely popular voice in the world of menopause. So that is something really interesting. She'll be talking about the woman's body, and Patsy Rosenberg will be talking about the women's voice.
There you go. And tickets, a limited number of tickets available for those get-togethers for the Me Inform events. And you know, with the leaves starting to change, maybe a little bit of chill, at least early mornings, we're thinking about goblins coming up.
Yeah, we do have goblins coming up, but I know they're hugely popular. This time they take on Oedipus Rex, promises to be every bit as fun as their other shows, and I know everybody's looking forward to that. That opens October 17th and runs till the 1st of November, so there's some Halloween opportunities in there as well. Yes, please do get your tickets for that.
Yeah, don't wait.
So much fun. They are just so creative, and it's thrilling to watch them do these shows.
So much fun. Again, that's happening as part of Me Inform events at the Tom Patterson Theater. As the Stratford Festival season, yes, it continues, but some shows wrapping up and other shows are being extended. So still lots to enjoy. So, Anne, we're not going to chat next week because you're going to be busy doing some filming. Is that right?
Yes, filming and photography as we get ready for next season. We'll be shooting photos and video for the visitor's guide. So I'll be knee-deep in nights that last days that last from early morning until the end of the evening at 10:30 or 11.
So there you go.
I will try and avoid 8 a.m. calls.
Well, we always appreciate your time. And, of course, we'll look forward to, you know, when it gets released, of course, the visitor's guide. My gosh, talking about next season already. Oh, my gosh.
I know. We have to plan so far in advance. It is It's a big operation, isn't it? That's what keeps the city humming.
That's what it's all about. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Anne Swerdfeger, and so, so busy. Thanks so much, Anne.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you, Jamie. Thanks so much.
Oh, all right. Well, that's great. Thanks for making the time to do this. That's great.